One of the important things about prayer is that when you are in prayer, you are also open to God. You have initiated a conversation. It's a lot easier to receive what God has to say when you have opened the line of communication than when you have not opened that line of communication. And Jesus is teaching us today about staying in prayer. I want to continue the conversation we've been having about the seven deadly sins, because this will help us understand Jesus' message. The seven deadly sins, there's this seven-headed monster that each one of us has to fight throughout our whole life. The monster is self-seeking, self-love. And its seven heads are pride, covetousness or avarice, lust, anger, envy, gluttony, and sloth. Bishop Fulton Sheen called them the seven pallbearers of the soul. They lead to eternal death. Sin separates us from God. Mortal sin is deadly sin when it kills our love for God and separates us from God. Mortal sin is like suicide. God does not kill sinners. Sinners kill themselves through their own selfish decisions. That's the way sin works. That's the way death works. Remember, there's no eternal life apart from God. Only with God can you have eternal life. Separate from God, it's inconceivable. Mortal sin cuts us off from our final destiny, heaven, our eternal salvation. And that makes the seven deadly sins eternally deadly. These are always personal decisions. When you commit them, you lose eternal life if you do not repent and confess and do your penance. So today, let's consider the deadly sin of sloth. Sloth is best understood as spiritual laziness. It also includes the laziness of the body as well, and that's the way we more commonly refer to it. But let's not get distracted by physical laziness. That's a distraction from what we're talking about. Spiritual laziness is much more serious. Sloth is caused by a certain lack of trust in God, and it makes us indifferent in the use of the means necessary for our sanctification, practicing our faith, practicing the devotions to God. Sloth is an aversion to spiritual effort and devotion, which leads to the neglect of grace. Its worst effect is to make us put off our return to God after mortal sin. We delay. How many souls, for example, have neglected their Easter duty? Or have fallen away from the church? Or have come to accept that it's okay to simply go to Sunday Mass occasionally when it's convenient? That it's okay to miss Mass? How many of us have ceased to go to regular confession, endangering our eternal salvation because we're choosing to be slow to come back to God after sin. We cannot break the bonds of spiritual sloth. Sloth makes us refuse to cooperate with God's grace. God wants to cooperate with us. He wants to reveal himself to us. He wants to give us his grace. But sloth inclines us to dangerous habits of sin and leads us to despair of breaking away from the slavery of sin. And then sin enslaves us through our sloth. We enslave ourselves. In sloth, we cannot find God. Sloth brings on spiritual dryness in prayer, as it is an inaction of the will which destroys our love and destroys our prayer. When we become indifferent, we cease to love. And sloth leads us to the loss of love and the loss of our soul. Is there a remedy for sloth? Yeah. Some pretty good ones. Perseverance. One of the best is perseverance in devotion. Perseverance in the rosary. Perseverance in adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. Perseverance in your daily prayer life, remaining open to God. A priest friend of mine likes to tell his parishioners to fake it until you make it. It's not really fake. Feels like it sometimes. It's persistence. And persistence is not fake. Persistence is self-discipline. I don't want to be here right now, but I'm going to be here right now. How is that any different from marriage? I don't want to come to dinner right now, but I will. And we fake it until we make it, because that's persistence. I don't want to say this rosary right now, but I do. This is exactly what God is asking of us, is this self-discipline, this self-determination to place ourselves in his presence so that he can communicate with us. And we bend our wills to him. It's not our will that's important. It's bending our will to him. And sloth fights against that. Today's readings call for us to fake it until you make it. Look at Moses in that first reading. Moses sent Joshua into battle against the pagan king Amalek. Moses was too old to fight. He was over 100 years old, but he could pray. And ultimately, it was his prayer that was the most important part of that battle. He told Joshua he would be praying up on the top of that hill and that he would be holding up God's staff in prayer. And as long as he held that staff up, the Israelites would have the support of God. We see people do that all the time. You see prayer warriors. We see people praying the rosary. We see 40 Days for Life with the people going before the abortion clinics and praying the rosary together. And you know what? They're closing down abortion centers all over Texas. We see spiritual battle when people adore the Blessed Sacrament. When Moses held up that staff of God, the Israelites under Joshua got the better of Amalek. However, when his arms and his prayer grew tired and waned, Amalek started winning. Moses had to persist in his promise of prayer despite his weakness. So Aaron and Hur got a big rock and put it underneath Moses so that he could sit down. And then they stood, one on one side and one on the other, and held his arms up for the duration of the fight. Have you ever gathered to pray for a loved one who was seriously ill or perhaps even dying in the hospital. Or you gather and you pray, and you pray, you support one another. You persevere in prayer together. That's what this story is all about. When we come to church, come to Mass to pray, we help each other to persist in prayer by praying together in word and song. I don't know about you guys, but when I go into a corner to pray, I'm good for about 15 seconds. You ever have that experience? If you can pray longer than 15 seconds, I'm proud of you. I need the rosary. I need the prayers of the church. I need your help. I need to pray with you. That's how my prayer gets longer than 15 seconds. I can come back to it 15 seconds later, but it's not going to be much more than another 15 seconds. We help each other like Aaron and Hur holding up Moses' arms in prayer. And they won. And that's how we win. And that's how we've been a church for 2,000 years. By our very presence here today, we hold up the arms of one another. Why do we go to Mass on Sunday? I hear a lot of people say, well, you know, I don't get anything out of it. Wrong reason. You come here to help me pray. I come here to help you pray. When you're absent, I don't pray as well as when you're here. That's the way it works, to help one another. People get a lot more out of coming to Mass than they realize through prayer support and then the support that they provide to others. And they bring more to the community than they realize. It's powerful. And when you're absent, the community loses your support, perhaps because of spiritual sloth. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. In the parable about the corrupt judge and the woman who seeks a favorable judgment from him, we hear Jesus call to persistence in prayer. The Lord said, pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? St. Paul, in his letter to Timothy, emphasizes the importance of persistence in sharing our faith and proclaiming the gospel always. Paul writes to Timothy, I charge you, in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingly power, proclaim the word. Be persistent, whether it is convenient or inconvenient. Fake it till you make it. Convince, reprimand, encourage through all patience and teaching. Otherwise, as Jesus tells his listeners, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Don't be slothful. Don't miss Mass and confession. Pray. Always pray. Help me to pray, and I will help you to pray.